And in her case now, she's had an excellent clinical and actually pathologic response. I've had other situations where women should have responded to optimal chemotherapy and anti-HER2-based therapy, but didn't until I added the LHRH agonist. So I generally will start the LHRH agonist along with the chemotherapy in very, very young women like this. I feel justified in doing so, Neil, because of the TEXT trial, because those patients received their adjuvant chemotherapy along with triptoral and the LHRH agonist from the beginning, and they did no worse than the soft trial patients who received chemotherapy first, had to be proven to still be premenopausal after chemotherapy, and then went on to the LHRH agonist. So the TEXT trial patients, initially I thought that they did better. If you look at their absolute outcome at 5 years, the TEXT trial patients did better, suggesting to me that getting the LHRH agonist going sooner was better. But at San Antonio, there was an analysis done of the soft and the TEXT trials looking across the trials to answer this question about whether patients really did have a superior outcome starting the LHRH agonist with chemotherapy. And they concluded, no, that the superior results with TEXT was due to a lead time bias. The patients starting on the soft trial were, on average, 8 months after finishing their chemotherapy. So it was a lead time bias in favor of the TEXT trial, was a statistical analysis. Nonetheless, I certainly would not be harming this patient to start the LHRH agonist along with a TCHP. So I'm glad this young woman did terminate her pregnancy so she could get going on life-saving therapy. She had an excellent response. She just had minimal residual disease in her breast.